Hey everyone, and welcome to Fear the Walking Dead, an unofficial podcast about the AMC original series Fear the Walking Dead. My name is Mufsin Mahbub, and I've watched every episode of the series, so if you are tuning in to Fear the Walking Dead for the first time, what I do here is talk about everything up and including the current week's episode. This week, we will be talking about the mid-season finale of Fear the Walking Dead, which is titled Shiva. To find more Fear the Walking Dead podcasts on filmbook.com, all you have to do is search up the term Fear the Walking Dead on our website. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com with Fear the Walking Dead on the subject line. So with Shiva, the mid-season finale ended up splitting our group of survivors into three different directions towards the end, which is a surprising move going forward and one that lets us keep the yacht for a while, also being able to follow some of the adventures taking place on land as we enter the back half of the second season. This is also a move that kind of makes up for the Walking Dead cliche of seeing a safe haven ending up in ruins just mere hours after arriving. It's something that our ragtag group of heroes somehow have in common with Rick and his crew in the original series, just at the end of the mid-season finale. I don't know what to mourn more over the loss of Zid, because while we knew that he was being haunted by demons, his weirdness didn't really grab hold until last week when everyone arrived in Mexico and he started fighting with Celia. And then this week there was a huge jump with regards to his failing psychological state of mind, a massive leap in dementia, and all we really got was a setup was this nightmare he had at the top of the episode. Ruben Blade's performance was actually pretty great this week, but it doesn't really change the fact that Daniel kind of lost his mind way too quickly. It felt unnatural. It was as if the show was trying to show the plot, which did require burning the whole compound and then the character himself. So that was something that felt a little rushed. Back to what I said earlier, I will miss Daniel since he was one of the few characters that I really liked on the show. Which, by the way, only includes maybe two characters that I like so far. Because Daniel was more of the clever and cautious protector of the group. This definitely shakes a lot of ground with questioning their decision-making skills. Madison did end up murdering Celia by locking her in the cell with the walkers. I mean, she did all this just to protect her son. It was actually really cool and brutal. It was kind of like a Rick moment that was going on here, because she didn't mercy kill Celia, nor did she straight up just kill her so that she would come back as one of the walkers. All she did was just leave Celia there to get ripped apart by the zombies. It's basically the worst way to die, and I really enjoyed the harshness, well, the coldness of this. But then, Daniel came in and pretty much torched everything, making Madison's move feel like it was second nature, because Crazy Daniel was going to solve their problem, making sure that no one could live there. For a few episodes was kind of frustrating for me. And I really did enjoy Travis's decision to stay behind with him, realizing that he couldn't just bring him home, because things were not okay with Chris after what we just witnessed last week. Travis felt like the time was just not right for him, and he really feels that he needs to spend more time with his son and be the father that he probably hasn't been in the past few years. I mean, that part I do understand. Nick is another story. There's a lot of mixed emotions going around for me. First, he did seem to have, human guts already, on his body, ready, he's pretty much raring to go. And for whenever he, pretty much whenever he needs to, slather himself and then just walk among the dead. Given that, I never really bought him siding with Celia about what the dead, what they actually mean. It could be the end of death, a new beginning, maybe a judgment day call. I mean, who knows? That Nick's pretty much always ready to go, and he feels like he's in his own territory by doing what he does. Out over these last two episodes, similar to Daniel, kind of felt newfound interest in the dead shouldn't really be all that used to being putting all those guts, you know, as camouflage. I mean, that part I did not understand. I mean, it would have been nice to at least get a few scenes just to see it all come together, but to me, it just felt a little too rushed. Overall, Shiva did well on, you know, the relationship with Travis and Chris. And I really did like that Rick moment that Madison did when she locked Celia up in that cage. But it did seem to want to be more of a, like, going towards the finish line for more than the characters. Because, you know, Daniel's craziness kind of felt a little quick. And if that was the place this show wanted to take him, I kind of wish that they devoted more time to, you know, build it up. I mean, especially since Daniel was one of the few characters on the show that I care a bit about. I mean, it's also becoming really difficult to get a handle on Nick and what he'll choose to do from week to week. I mean, it seems to be going up and down from time to time. I mean, that's it for me, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of Here to Walking Dead. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. All you have to do is search up my name, Mufsin Mahbub, or search up Here to Walking Dead. You guys can also find me on Twitter at twitter.com/MufsinNY. If you've listened to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you are listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and even leave us a comment if you want. Tune in next time when we return with the mid-season premiere of Fear the Walking Dead. Thanks for listening, Deadwalkers. We'll see you next time.